Proclamation number 7994 of 17th of September, 1961. Outpouring of the Spirit. Spiritual communion. And thus only ever regard yourselves as vessels, as bowls into which I can pour my spirit for your and humanity's blessing. As long as the connection has been established from earth to the kingdom of light, the influx of light is also possible, and every person can enter the realm of my light if only he has the will to escape the darkness. But this will has to be there, for no light will reach you against your will, i.e., you would not feel the rays of light and pass by untouched into the darkness again, from which you don't want to detach yourselves. But people can consider themselves fortunate that a source of light has been made accessible to them, to which they have access at any time. That they only need to help themselves to the bowls in order to drink from it, to quench their thirst, in order to be able to walk the earthly path strengthened until the end. You humans, who have prepared yourselves as receptacles for my spirit, you can now guide the water of life everywhere, you can lead your fellow human beings as bearers of light on the path upwards. You can impart to them everything you receive from me, and thereby you'll render me a true service by taking care of the erring human race which still lives in spiritual darkness, where my spirit cannot work as yet and people live without correct knowledge, without realization of their earthly life and therefore live this earthly life in vain. But you can impart the right knowledge to them. You can enlighten them and try to induce them to change their way of life which only applies to a hoarding matter. You can encourage them to seriously judge themselves and now also lead their lives in accordance with my will. But in order to achieve this you must bring them the truth, you must convincingly proclaim my word to them as I myself give it to you from above. You must therefore make it possible for me myself to speak to them through your mouth. You must let me speak to them through the scriptures when you convey my pure word to them, when your fellow human beings hear or read it unchanged, which you thus make possible through your work and your will. Then you will be true laborers in my vineyard, and then you will only carry out my will and contribute towards the light increasingly chasing away the darkness which is still spread across the earth. A direct address to your fellow human beings is not yet possible, but through you it will take place indirectly, and the strength of my word will truly not fail to have an effect. Only the will to listen to me is necessary first. Your fellow human beings must not reject you, they must be willing to listen to you if you speak to them on my behalf, if you proclaim the gospel to them which you have received from me. If you let me myself speak through you, if you enter into the closest bond with me through your will so that my spirit can express itself in you, then brightest light will shine down to earth into whose circle countless souls will now enter who desire light and therefore will also be illuminated by my light of love from eternity. And this process is spiritual communion. Everything unites that is of a will turned towards me and listens to my word. I can address it. For I only need open hearts for this which accept my ray of love light within themselves, which want to quench their spiritual hunger and thirst and to whom I can now supply nourishment which is helpful for their soul's salvation. I am always willing to hand it out. Again and again I will address you, but I always require suitable vessels into which my spirit can pour itself. And your souls shall receive nourishment, they shall be fed and watered, they shall be allowed to refresh themselves and again experience strengthening, they shall now also be able to effortlessly cover the ascent to the height, because again and again they may refresh themselves at the source which I myself have tapped and which will not run dry from me either, for every receptive vessel forces me to emanate my light of love. for it is permeated by love for me, or it would not have prepared itself for me and my flow of spirit. And my abundance of love is exceedingly great, and it truly pours into every human heart which opens itself to me, which lets me in order to take supper with me. And I will distribute without measure, and anyone who only desires food and drink will be allowed to receive in abundance. Amen.